Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Hail to
the Redskins. Good morning, 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk here on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter. Pleased to be joined now by Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, as well as the TV host for the Redskins Broadcast Network. 10-time Emmy Award winner.
Wow.
Standing here right now.
11, actually.
11.
Actually, you got to update that.
Heather giving us faulty information.
Yeah, they're already starting off with a mistake here. Larry, we've obviously got the first preseason game tonight against the Baltimore Ravens. You'll be able to hear it live starting at 6:30 here on WMAL. And what are we looking out for tonight as we watch these guys take the field for the first time?
Well, you know, they want to go against somebody in a different colored jersey. And they've been pounding each other in Richmond. It's been hot. They've gone through a lot of practices. It's been kind of grueling. The weather has held up. They haven't missed a practice because of rain, which is kind of weird because it's rained a lot here. But down there, somehow it's skirted Richmond. And it's the next step, okay, because the games don't count. We know that. You want to see them click. You don't want to see mistakes. And you want to see them get off the field without any injuries. That's the bottom line tonight.
So, obviously, in a preseason game, you're not going to see the stars out for long. The starters are going to be out
right, just
in the beginning of the game. How long do you expect that we'll see Kirk Cousins on the field?
Well, you know, Coach Gruden has really kept that close to the vest, and I have kind of been around him a little bit the last few years. I think his philosophy is if they look good and they have a good drive, a good possession, then maybe that would be it. If they didn't, maybe they'll get another possession. Defensively, kind of the same thing. You just would hate to see anybody get nicked in a game like this. And traditionally in the first preseason game, you don't see the starters go very long. So as far as Kirk Cousins and the offense is concerned, he's got some new pieces. He's got new wide receivers, same offensive line, pretty much the same running backs except for the rookie Perine. So they get one good drive under their belts, I think that'll do it for him.
Well, isn't this game supposed to be for them to learn how to work together as a team in a real game as opposed to just playing against each other? So why wouldn't you see the starters out there more?
Kind of, sort of. I think this is a game that would prepare you for a regular season game in terms of getting ready in the pregame, stretching, doing everything that you have to do to get ready to play in a game and to get out there and look good and then sit down. Because the opposition will start putting their second-string players in and then their third-string players in. And so you don't want to have Kirk Cousins in there against their third string
right, because
something could go wrong. And what's he going to benefit from that? So I heard Kirk say the other day, and I heard Junior Gallette say, I want to get dressed. I want to go out and warm up. I want my timing to be the same as it would be for a game. So I'm ready to go. I'm fired up. I'm loosened up, knowing that after the first quarter, all the starters will take a seat.
Yeah, Larry, you mentioned that, you know, the second and third strings. That seems like in any preseason game where all the intensity is, because this is a team that like it has to be narrowed down from what the 90 players it's at now to a much smaller roster by the time the regular season begins.
Yeah, and there's a change in the rules this year. There was a cut to 75. There's four preseason games, and there was a cut to 75. There's 90 on the roster now, and in previous years they'd cut 15 players to get the 75 for the final preseason game, the fourth preseason game, this year on August 31st at Tampa. That rule was changed. Redskins had actually been proponents of the rule change. And so now all 90 men will go through the final game, at which point, after the August 31st game, they're going to have to get down to 53 from 90. So you're right, Vince. There's players who are in the third string and even the fourth string who have hopes of making the roster or maybe making what's called the practice squad. And these games, I think, this year take on new meaning because of that other cutdown date being eliminated.
And this is, so that'll be a tryout for those guys as we watch them on our TV screens or listen to them on the radio. You've got guys who seem to be on the bubble. Bob Marley's grandson is a linebacker right now.
We're very excited about him.
Yeah, we like talking about that guy.
He's
5'8", kind of bouncing off everybody, but he's got a lot
jamming.
Of spirit.
He's been jamming, I'm telling you.
So anybody on the bubble that you're watching for that's going to be in this fight?
Oh, gosh. I mean, probably about 20 guys. I think this is the one year where I see more competition for, like, the final 10 people on the roster on both sides of the football. You look at the defensive line, there's battles there. The backup offensive line, final couple of receivers. How many running backs will they take? You look at the linebacking core and the inside linebacking core. Redskins have bolstered their secondary this year, but who's going to go because of that? And as they say, kind of the old saying is, you can get better by cutting good players. That means you've kept better players. And so that competition, that competition begins tonight in earnest. I mean, in training camp, you know, during the off-season program, they go from not being able to touch a football to being able to run some routes, and then down to camp where they actually put the pads on for the first time. And now tonight, the first time against an opponent that is looking for the same thing from their team. And Baltimore's had a lot of injuries in the preseason. So it'll be interesting to see how that first unit works.
Yes.
If they work and they look good, I think that's what you're looking for. If you're a Redskin fan, you want to see that offense get down, get a touchdown. And defensively, you want to see them get a stop or two. And then the rest of it's going to be about the guys competing.
You mentioned, as we were coming into the studio, you showed us your notes, how you're preparing for this thing tonight, because you've got to actually call the game. You've got 90 players on both rosters, and you're going to be looking at a lot of Baltimore Ravens names that you're probably a little bit unfamiliar with and hoping to pronounce them correctly as you call this game tonight, right?
Pronouncing is one thing. Not going to be able to memorize them in the fourth quarter of a game if their fifth-string defensive back gets an interception. I'll be digging to try to find that
one. Yeah, just cite the number and let's move on.
But again, you know, our audience, and again, the audience is here, WMAL, this year, and it's such a great reunion between the Redskins and WMAL, and the 85th anniversary of the team, and we're back with WMAL, which is great, but I think the audience that's listening wants to hear about the Redskins. They want to hear Sonny's opinion on Kirk Cousins. And, you know, we get down to the end of these games sometimes. The entertainment factor has to kick in, because a regular season game, you've always got drama. And these games, a lot of individual stories, I guess, at the end. This guy's trying to make the team, and if he makes a good play, what impact does that have going to camp? We're going back to Richmond tomorrow, and there's a couple more practices, and then back to Redskins Park on Tuesday to get started in the next chapter.
All right. Well, that you just heard from Larry Michael. That voice is the voice of the Washington Redskins, and he'll be behind the microphone as the Redskins get started tonight. Live coverage begins at 6:30 on WMAL as we watch the Redskins face off against the Baltimore Ravens. Larry, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. It's 8:44 now on WMAL.